From our studios in Nashville, Tennessee, we bring you Ask WWCR, a biweekly program that discusses the operation of WWCR and various topics of interest to all shortwave listeners. And now, here's the current edition of Ask WWCR.
Welcome to Ask WWCR. This is program number 406, which is intended for broadcast April 5th through April 18th, 2014. My name is Brady Murray. As always, I'm here in the studio with Dr. Jerry Plummer. And last time around, you weren't here.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
You were in Phoenix.
Yeah, I think Scottsdale, I guess, a suburb of Phoenix, has the highest percentage of, highest percentage of, what do you call the guys that do facelifts and plastic surgeons? Says it's got the highest percentage of plastic surgeons of anywhere in the United States.
Did you schedule anything for the next year back?
No, but I sure, after learning that, I seen a bunch of people that were much older than me that looked like they much younger than me.
Did you see people walking around with like their heads bandaged up and stuff like that?
No, apparently these guys, I talked to a guy who was at the hotel, and he was a liposuction and facelift guy. Mm-hmm. And he says, no, he said, it's changed a lot. He says, we can do that almost immediately. I said, just out of curiosity, I said, do people come back like repeatedly? He says, I've had one client that's been in for 44 times.
My goodness.
44 times. You know, that's some money out there, Brady.
Sure.
You know?
That's got to be purely elective stuff, I would think.
Oh, yeah, yeah. None of this stuff is like getting a tooth pulled or something like that, right? But I was real straight with you. Maybe it's the desert, but the reception was really, really immaculate out there.
Maybe it's just CR, you know.
Well, you know, I told.
But I think you said good for all shortwave, right?
Oh yeah. Well, yeah.
Mostly.
Mostly. It wasn't so good for our other Tennessee stations. That's what made me think that maybe it is CR, because I know one of the other stations runs continentals like we do. So why wouldn't it be putting out at the same rate unless it's something wrong with that, right?
Well.
And, of course, at the ball game, you know, I was at Cubs Park, and I had the shortwave there. And in the fourth inning, I pulled it out and heard the old trailblazer, you know. And the guy next to me, a longtime Cubs fan, he said, I got to get one of those things. I said, yeah. I said, it's pretty cool. I said, you know, here we are right in the midst of all these cell phones and lights and listen to the old trailblazer. Can't get no better than that. Trailblazer plus the crack of the bat, that's the best, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know?
It's good. And speaking of the crack of the bat, this is like fourth or fifth day now of the regular season.
It sure is, yeah.
Major League Baseball, so, yeah. You know,
that means
we're
spring's
both
in pretty
good
around.
Moods about
oh,
that, right?
Yeah, spring's coming around. That's what it means, you know.
Grass is growing. Lots of big storms the past few days here in Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, yeah. With us, in April is really the time where you get the tornadic activity and all that sort of stuff. And, you know, this time of year, you and I, everybody here at the station kind of just waits with bated breath when you start seeing those clouds rolling in, you know.
Yep. Sure enough.
It's like that. It really is. Hey, you know, this sort of, you know, I guess you'd say educating that guy at Cubs Park about shortwave. At NASB, in one of the areas that you're wanting to talk about is sort of like educating people about shortwave.
Yes.
Is it something like that, I think?
I think I'm scheduled to do that. That presentation hasn't been made yet, so I don't have much to say about it at this point.
I understand. I have, too, and I haven't really put them together. One of them, I guess, as an idea, I sort of stole from you. You made for your master's class, kind of along the lines of education. You remember when you put together that, it's not PowerPoint. What was that program that you used?
Prezi.
Prezi. You made that Prezi, which was pretty interesting. It had, like, what is shortwave in history, and I think you did that as a class presentation.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the little clicks in there had to do with Dr. Garibles. You had mentioned him, and that's what prompted me to think about it, you know, to talk. One of the ones I'm wanting to talk about, they've got me down for, is the growth of shortwave in Germany, you know, like 1932 to 45,
right.
And that really came from your Prezi presentation. And so I stole a little bit of your thunder, I guess, you know.
That's all right. That, you know, we're supposed to share and learn from other people,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I wanted to mention, too, and maybe kind of a long shot, but certainly the NASB would be willing to host a listener's presentation,
I would think.
Got lots of folks that respond to this show directly, and if there are any listeners who might be interested in doing that at the NASB in Greenville, South Carolina.
Yeah, next month.
May 14th.
Yeah.
We won't send a limo after you.
No, but
it's
we can.
Not even really likely we'd pay for the hotel. Might, no, I don't know.
But, you know, the thing is, we always have some listeners come to it, and we hope, and this time too, because this is the, they call it the Edward R. Murrow Broadcasting Complex. And, you know, he was a World War II broadcaster for CBS. Yeah, they named it after him. He was one of those that was over in that time period that my little talk's about. And it's supposed to be a pretty unique place. I think a lot of the listeners really would like to see that.
Oh,
I
yeah.
think, you know.
The old, it's kind of a secret.
It is.
Most folks.
It is.
I don't think anybody in involved with the NASB has been to those facilities before.
I've never been there. I'm certainly looking forward to it. And you know, for years now, we've been hearing that Greenville's going to close, right? But it never does.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking with Steve Bratcher of IBB. You know, they run a lot of their stuff through there. And he mentioned nothing about them shutting down. I just talked to him about a month ago about it. But at any rate, I think that I'm looking forward to it. I just really am. I think it's going to be an interesting show, and any of the listeners that want to come to it are going to get a real eyeful of the straight up.
Absolutely.
You know.
It'll be a good show. Listeners are always invited to attend. And back to the what I originally said, there are listeners who I'm sure have marvelous collections of cards they've received, different radios.
Oh, yeah.
And just, you know, boy, thoughts from a listener perspective. So I'm very serious about that. If somebody is interested,
that would be a heck of
in,
a show,
making a presentation.
Yeah.
It's a soft crowd, you know.
Oh, it
Everybody
is.
Everybody'd be happy to have them there,
and I
think it would be something that they could certainly contact me about, and we could talk it over.
Yeah, contact
see.
You. It's not like some of those academic places I go where there's that little guy in the back room shooting arrows at you when you're talking.
Right.
You know, we won't. It's not like that. And they got barbecue each day, I believe.
I think it's going to be a nice trip.
Yeah, and well, and you know, for those that don't eat meats, there's also a vegetarian plate there. I'm sure that's down
there.
Now,
Jeff White is real good about
is.
Not a vegetarian, but I tend to eat off the vegetarian menu quite a bit.
I do, and in summers I do quite a bit because, you know, with fresh vegetables and stuff. But, yeah, he's got that, too. But I think I'll go barbecue.
I'll give it a try.
I'll give it a try. But, yeah, that'd be a great idea. I know that there's listeners there that's got some really good points of interest. And like you say, would be a soft crowd. We'd like to hear it. Just maybe contact you, you know. And,
sure. Give me a call here at the station, 800-238-5576.
Yeah.
Send me an email, Brady at WWCR, Ask WWCR.
Yeah, either one of those.
Either one
yeah,
of those.
Those
will get
work.
To me.
It would be welcomed. It really would.
Sure would. I was thinking about that just this morning. It'd be nice to have a listener make a presentation.
Oh, yeah, it really would. And I know, you know, from being around listeners that we've seen at NASBs before, they're pretty knowledgeable folk. There's no doubt about that. They know what they're doing. They know what they're talking about. They really
sure.
do.
And I think you said last year that any listener that came this year, you were going to take them out for like an all-expenses-paid dinner on you or something like that.
Hello?
Is that, hello? Okay. Maybe that was the 2015.
My mic went bad, man. I can't hear a thing, man.
Now, we didn't bring in any letters for this program, but we were comparing notes of some things that we got.
Brady, I can't help but say, maybe we will bring back another suit bag full of collards like you did last year.
Oh, yeah. You know, that whole suit bag reduced down to one, in one pot.
Oh, yeah. I know you sent me a picture of it.
That was fun times in Birmingham.
Oh, it was, man. We drove all the way back to Nashville with that suit bag full of collards in the back of the truck.
Collard greens are healthy.
Oh,
they're awfully good for
and
you.
You said the kids like them, you know.
Yeah.
You, your wife likes
hey,
them.
Hey, here's a tip, cooking tip from Ask WWCR.
Yeah, okay.
Cook your collards with maple syrup.
I know, that's what you do. You put maple syrup
I stumbled
in
onto
yeah,
it,
yeah.
But it's good.
I'm sorry.
Next week, or 2 weeks from now, we'll do a gardening program. How about that?
Oh, yeah.
I started to mention about responses we've had lately to the show.
Yeah, yeah.
And one thing that I wanted to say, we got this listener in Texas, and his name's Bogues. I think it's his last name.
Yeah.
He writes to us on occasion.
Right.
And Bogues tweeted about Phil Patton's radio show. You know, the old time.
Oh, yeah.
I sent that to Phil. I showed it to him.
I bet that puffed him up, didn't it?
Bogues tweets about WWCR regularly.
Oh, that's
cool. And when I read that on my little Twitter feed about Phil's radio show.
Yeah.
And I kind of swelled up. I said, man, that is neat.
That's cool.
Everybody loves that show.
Yeah.
It's like the chocolate fountain, you know. Everybody loves it.
Oh, I agree with that. Well, as a matter of fact, President Lynn, she told me, she says, I looked at your schedule that you have, and she says, because, you know, she picks it up. Where she lives, she can't really do the shortwave too much, but she picks it up off of her TV. Remember I was telling you about that?
Mm-hmm.
And she said that's she's got marked down when that airs because she likes to listen to it. And I said, so why are you attracted to it like that? And she said, that's some old tunes. That's for real, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for real.
You're not going to hear that stuff anywhere else.
No. It's good stuff. And that's why we appreciate Bogues tweeting about it.
I do. Yeah. He puts stuff. He's a lot better with social media than me, for sure. I think he can do things on Facebook and Twitter and all that at once.
You know, the problem with me teaching IT and IS stuff is Facebook is such a security problem, just straight up, man. And tweeting's not as bad, but that Facebook, I mean, that's an accident waiting to happen. You know, it really, there's a reason why you get fired at a bank if you on site.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go to Facebook.
Now, I haven't seen you on Facebook.
No, I've got a Facebook account, you know, but I really hate to log into it. You can't delete anything, you know, no matter what you say, no matter what you do, it still stays there.
You know, Facebook is a lot like talk radio.
Yeah, it is.
You've got a lot of people that participate, and you see that the activity, people that like the equivalent of calling in, that's just a few people. Everybody else is just kind of there.
Oh, yeah.
Most people don't post a lot of stuff. But you got a very small percentage,
those that
call into a radio talk show.
That's a very small
percentage that do a lot of comments.
That's a pretty good correlation. I'm one of those. I'm one of the lurkers. I look around at stuff, but I really don't post much. You know, that's a pretty good thing.
Now, you and I were talking about, before we came in here to record, we've got some new duties at our Knoxville station.
Yeah.
And going along with what we were just talking about, one of the ways that, because I was dealing with a real lack of information, one of the ways that I was able to find phone numbers and names for a lot of these folks that are broadcasters up in Knoxville was Facebook.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I agree with that. And, you know, for a lot of our broadcasters, Facebook is a wonderful thing. It really is. Mm-hmm. And I'm not trying to really bust on Facebook much. It's just that, you know, I live more in a security world of financial transactions and things like that. And that and Facebook just don't get along at all.
Yeah.
But for, like, the broadcasters, it's a marvelous thing. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, along those lines.
It allows you to get some feedback.
Yeah, you do.
Now, it can be very negative. I will say we had a bad experience recently with a company personally in my home, and my wife made some comments on social media, and that was the only way that we got any action.
Got any kind of action about it. Yeah, well, I mean, that shows you that it'll work like that. Mm-hmm. And that's true, you know, on your additional things you're doing with ITA, it's pretty interesting to me because you're also kind of stepping, I think, into the new millennia with the way that you're running the stream and setup. That I think that's going to work pretty well. I really do.
Yeah, we're going to run WITA, which is 1490 AM in Knoxville, from Nashville.
Yeah, here's
now, it's
going to
be totally legit as far as its presence in Knoxville.
All FCC stuff's okay.
We're going to run it from a studio that's going to have a sign on the door that says, Welcome to Knoxville. And it's going to be right here in Nashville.
And it's a nice mixture of hardware from a transmitter standpoint coupled with information systems and IT stuff. And it's a good mix of technologies. And I just really think it's going to work. I really do. I know you've had to fight with it, you know.
Yeah, but it's going to get worked out and look for in the near future. A new stream from our programs. If you're in the area, please listen to us over the air. But 1490 WITA
it'll stream there. And it never has. It's never streamed before.
Never has before. So it'll join the rest of F.W. Roberts.
Sure will.
Sense.
Put it right into the whole collection with the rest of the guys. Yeah. That's going to work out pretty well, I think. And I know it's kind of a pull for you and a lot of your employees, but I got to say, your guys have hung in there tight with it, and it's kind of exciting because it's a different thing, it's new, and I think your employees have embraced
it. It is kind of exciting, and it's popular in Knoxville. A lot of folks
listen
to it.
That's what you say, a lot of people listen to it. It's just a little 20 water or something like that.
1,000 watts,
day and night.
1,000 watts, day and night.
But it gets out across, and you say that the
right smack in the center of Knoxville.
Up on a hill, right, isn't it?
It's got a good signal.
Yeah, that's what I understand.
So if you're in that part of the world, Listen to 1490 AM.
Yeah, and that'll be coming on very soon. Yeah. And I know that you've got almost all the pieces and chunks put together, including, you know, the broadcasters and a lot of good work. Hey, look at this. We done run out of time.
We are out of time.
Oh, man.
Till next time, right?
All right.
SWWCR is a biweekly presentation of WWCR Incorporated. If there are questions that you would like to have answered during the show, send them to Ask WWCR, 1300 WWCR Avenue, Nashville, Tennessee, 37218, USA. You can also send an email to askwwcr@wwcr.com. No email attachments, please. That's askwwcr@wwcr.com. Be listening for your questions to be answered on future editions of Ask WWCR.